ברשות, במורה באטרה, בדוד סטרן, ברשות הסקולים, who have created this program, בראשון, בדוד איסקוויץ, ברשות כל הכל. There's a famous briskerov on this week's parsha, who asks, why is it that Avraham Avinu, who was Mekayim kol ha-Torah kulo, before the Rebbeinu Shalom was Metavet keep the Torah, why was he not Mekayim the mitzvah of Milo before he was Metavet? And a famous Yesod of the Biskarov is well known, who says that the din orel, for a person to be considered incomplete, to be considered an orel, is not dependent on the mitzvah. It is not dependent on the actual fact that he is the mitzvah an orel, but it's dependent on the mitzvah of Milo. Somebody who has a mitzvah to be Nimoil, he is considered an orel. Somebody who does not have a mitzvah to be Nimoil, even though the mitzvah, he has an orel. He has a foreskin, but he's not mechuyev, he's not considered, he does not have a din orel. That is the yesod of the Biskarov. And that is the yesod which the Meshech Chochma also brings down. Now we know that an orel who is a koyen cannot eat truma, also the truma. I would like to discuss four cases which are mentioned in Gemara and in Poskim. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph tells us as follows. Has an interesting shaila. Boi Rav Choma Bar Ukva, Koton orel. A child who is under 8 days old. Mahu l'soichoi b'shemen shel truma. A little baby, a koyim, who is under 8 days old. Can he be nehene? Can he have benefit from truma? What's the shaila? Says the Gemara, arulus shaloi bizmano. Me'akva? Oiloi me'akva. I.e., is a child who is under 8 days old considered an orel, or is he not considered an orel? That's the Gemara Shaila. And this Gemara is a boy of the Yishuv, so the Gemara does not come to a conclusion. In Bavli, the Yerushalmi does have a Maskona, but the Bavli does not have a Maskona. It's the boy of the Yishuv. What's the Shaila? Of course he's an Oriel. He has not yet had a Bris Mila. One could venture to say that the Shaila is, maybe the Mitzvah of an Ola is not there till he's 8 days old. Maybe the orla has not yet grown. So one can't be considered an orla if the orla hasn't yet grown. Maybe it takes 8 days for the orla to grow. That can't be. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that there are certain babies who have a bris milah on the first day. For example, an eved, who's yelid bayis, or yiniknas kesef, has a bris milah on the first day he's born. Or, according to certain shittas, for example, Rav Asi holds that Yoyte Doifin, a child born by caesarean, has a bris milah on the first day. So one can't say that the mitzvah of an orel does not grow until 8 days, for these children have a bris milah on the first day. So what is the Gemara's shaila? Whether a child who is under 8 days old is considered an orel, not considered an orel? Of course it's an orel. And am I? The Gemara's shaila is gufa. For a child to be considered an orel, to give a child a din orel, that he can't eat the truma, is it dependent on the mitzius? The fact of the matter is, this child has an ola, or maybe not. Maybe the din orel is dependent on the mitzvah. As long as his chiyuv mitzvah has not yet come, and it's not going to be here for the next 8 days, then one can't consider him an orel. He's not imperfect if there's no chiyuv to be nimoil. If there's a chiyuv to be nimoil, then you can say he's an orel, he's imperfect. But if the Torah does not demand of him that he has to take away the Olo, then he's not considered an Oriel. That is case number one. Kotten, Koyten, Ches. Is he considered an Oriel, or is he not considered an Oriel? Is Arlus Tolin a Messias, or is Arlus Tolin on a Mitzvah? Case number two. A Machloikus Rishonim. Three-way Machloikus. Meisu Echov Machmas Milo. We have a person who unfortunately cannot be Mekayim the mitzvah of Bris Milah, because his brothers have died through this Milah, and it's a danger for him to do Bris Milah. If he's a Kohen, can he eat Truma, or can he not eat Truma? And here we have a three-way Machloikus. Rashi tells us that Meisu Echav Machmas Mila is most definitely considered an Oreo, and he can't eat Bishuma. Says Tosfos, why would it be that a person who is made to Echav Machmas Milo is definitely an Oreo, whereas a cotton koidim ches is a boy of the Loisha, for the Gemara has a shine and does not come to any sort of conclusion. Rashi saying Meisu Echav Machmas Milo is definitely an Oreo, and cotton koidim ches is a sophic. Says Tosfos, Meisu Echav Machmas Milo is already 8 days old, he's even older. The time for his mitzvah has come. The etzem is mechuyev to be nimo. But what? He's an oinus, he can't. It's dangerous. It's dangerous for him. Therefore, seeing as the time of the mitzvah has come, he's considered an oreo. Whereas, a kotten koidem ches, the zman ha-mitzvah has not yet come. So the Gemara has a shayla, a baby under 8 days old. If the zman ha-mitzvah has not yet arrived, is the din oreo tolu on the mitzvah, on the actual fact that he's an oreo? Or maybe not. Maybe it's dependent on the fact that as long as the mitzvah has not yet arrived, he's not an oreo. That's Rashi's shita in Meisu Echav Machmas Milo. He's definitely an oreo. However, Rabbi Nitam is choylek, and Rabbi Nitam is brought down in two different ways. The Ritva, the Shein Rabbi Nitam, tells us very simply, Meisu Echav Machmas Milo is exactly the same as cotton koidem ches. As much as cotton koidem ches, the Gemara is mistatic, the Gemara is not sure, who has been Meisu Echav Machmas Milo? We're not sure whether he is considered an oreo, or is he not considered an oreo. Is it the fact that b'mitzius, the fact of the matter is he is an oreo, or maybe not? Maybe the din arlus is following the mitzvah. As long as he cannot be mekam the mitzvah, he is not considered an oreo. And the Ramban, the Shem Rabbi Netam, which is the third shita, tells us exactly the opposite of Rashi. The Ramban tells us that Meisu Echav Machmas Milo is definitely not considered an oreo. So we now have three different shittas made to Echav Machmas Milo. Is he considered an oreo, or is he not considered an oreo? Rashi holds that he's definitely considered an oreo. Ritva b'shem Rabbi Netam tells us it's a sophic, and the Ramban b'shem Rabbi Netam tells us that he's definitely not considered an oreo. We have to understand this third shitta. Why is it that cotton koidim ches, the Gemara says, sophic? Mashenke and the Ritva b'shem Rabbi Netam tells us, Meisu Echav Machmas Milo is definitely not considered an oreo. One has to say that the din oreo, for example, the din oreo that would tell us that a kohen cannot eat truma, is not dependent on the mitzius. The actual fact that the seller has a foreskin, has an olo, is not kliveya, does not tell us that he's considered an oreo. The mitzvah, as the Briskra says, the fact that he's mechuyev in the mitzvah of milo, that tells us that he is considered an oreo. Meisu Echav Machmas Milo cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. Because he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah, he is not considered an oreo. Masha Einkein, Kotten Koidem Ches. He has got a mitzvah. The mitzvah will arrive within 8 days. So what's the Gemara Sofik? The Gemara Sofik is the din oreo dependent on the fact that there's a mitzvah now, this second, to be nimo, and at the moment the kotten koidem ches does not have that mitzvah? Or maybe not. You don't need the mitzvah to be now, this second. Within 8 days, he's going to have a mitzvah. Memele, he's already considered an oreo. Case number two. Case number three is a shayla in the Taz. The Gemara tells us in Yevamos that I'm based on Medalas, that a person who is Moshech HaLosoi, he stretches his Brit Milo in order that he should now look like an oreo. The Gemara says, Min HaTorah, he can eat Truma if he's a Kohen. That means, he's not an oreo. Midi Rabbono, Midi Goyza, that he can't eat Truma because he looks like an oreo. Moshech HaLosoi, a person who stretches his Milo, so he looks like an oreo, is Mutter, he's not considered an oreo. His Mutter, Bitruma, if he's a Kohen. The Taz asks, why is it that he's not considered an oreo? One can hear two options. Is he not considered an oreo because one cannot create an olah unnatural means. Only a person who's born an Oriel can actually be an Oriel. One can't create an Orolo, even if it looks like an Orolo, but the myth is one can't create such a thing. And that's why he's not considered an Oriel. Or maybe not. Maybe one can create an Orolo through unnatural means. But seeing as this person has already had Bris Milah, he's been Mekayim in the midst of the Torah, there's no need to do Bris Milah every day. Seeing as he was Mekayim Bris Milah when he was 8 days old, so he's not an Oriel anymore. One only has to be Mekayim the mitzvah either once in a lifetime, not twice, not three times. So is Moshuch not an Oriel because one can't create an Orla? Or maybe one can create an Orla through unnatural means. But he's not considered an Oriel because he's already been Mekayim the mitzvah. Lemailas Kemina, these two Tzavim, says the Taz, I've got a Poshet and Askemina. What happens if a person is no lad Mohol? A person is born Mohol. There are such cases. And then he was Moshech Olav, so he went and created an Olav. He pulled his Bris Milah until he became Ois Mohol. If one cannot create an Olav through unnatural means, then he's not Mechuyev in the Mitzvah, because he's not an Orav. He was born Mohol. He was Moshech Olav, so he cannot create his own Olav, so he's not Mechuyev in the Mitzvah. Or maybe not. Maybe one can create an Orla through unnatural means. And seeing as this fellow who was no lad Mohol has never been Mekayim the mitzvah of Bris Milah, he is now Mechuyev to be Mekayim Bris Milah. That's the Taz's Shaila. He's arrived from Tosfos to the second Taz. He's arrived from Tosfos to the second Taz that a person can create an Orla through unnatural means. And the reason why Moshuch is mutter to eat truma, why he's not an Orel, is because he has been the kind of mitzvah Bris Milah. Whereas if he hasn't been the kind of mitzvah Bris Milah, he would be mechuyev to do Bris Milah. Why is it that Moshuch is not considered an Orel if one can create a Milah through unnatural means? Because he's been the kind of mitzvah Bris Milah. And as long as he has no chiyuv mitzvah, as long as there's no mitzvah demanding of him to be Mekayim, the Bris Milah, he's not considered an Orel, because the Alus is following on the mitzvah, says the Bris Karov. Maskona de Milso is that any time a person has no mitzvah to be Nimoil, even if Lemaisa he is definitely the mitzvah an Orel, he does not have a din Orel. What creates the din Orel is the fact that he has a mitzvah to be Nimoil, not the fact that the mitzvah he is an Orel. By every Bris Milah, we start off the tekes, the ceremony. We say, "Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leimor, Pinchos ben Elazar ben Aaron haKohen heishiv et chamosi, hinei ninoisen lo yes brisi shalom." I always wondered, why is it that we open up the tekes, the ceremony of Bris Milah, with these psukim? Pinchos ben Elazar, heishiv et chamosi, hinei ninoisen lo yes brisi shalom. Talmud Chacham, local Talmud Chacham told me, maybe Pshat is, Chazal tell us, Moshech Orlosoi, Kol HaBoyal Aramis, Ki'ilu Moshech Orlosoi. Kol HaBoyal Aramis, anyone who defiles himself with an Aramis, Ki'ilu Moshech Orlosoi. Why is that? Somebody who is Boyal Aramis is denying the exclusivity of Klal Yisrael. He's denying the exclusivity of Klal Yisrael. Bris Milah signifies the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. Kol HaBoyal Aramis Kilu Moshe Chalosei is denying the exclusivity of Klal Yisrael. Memela, we open every Bris by saying Dinachos Ben Elazar, who was mechanic in El Hashem with the story of Zimri, and he killed them. He was showing that Klal Yisrael is unique. He was showing that we cannot deny the exclusivity of Klal Yisrael. This is the idea of Bris Milah. There's an interesting Tamei Amhogim brings this down. That Reb Shloime Mitalin, who was the second Kalina Rebbe, who was a Talmud of the Medrash Magid, Talmud of the Toldos also, and he said very interesting. We know that famous Medrash that Eliyahu Anovi, when they made a Gzeiron Bris Milah, and Klal Yisrael were not keeping the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and Yoh Hanavi ran away to the cave, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and says to him, Malach HaPoy Yoh, what are you doing here? And Eliyahu HaNovi says to him, Kanoi Kinochi LaHashem Amikanoi. Klal Yisrael are not keeping Bris Milah. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says to him, Chayecho, you will now have to go to every single Bris Milah and be made as long as Klal Yisrael are being Mekayim Bris Milah. So Eliyahu HaNovi says to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but you know I can't stand Avedus. I can't be Soidel Avedus. What happens if the Baal HaBris is a Baal Avedus? So Rebbeinu Shalom said, I'll be Moichel. And Eliyahu HaNovi says, what happens if the Moil is the Baal HaBris? Because Moichel said, I'll be Moichel. And what happens if the Kol, who was standing there, are Baal HaBris? So Rebbeinu Shalom said, I'll be Moichel. And Eliyahu HaNovi comes to every single Bris, and through Eliyahu, everyone has a Kapor. Pinchas is Eliyahu. Pinchas could not be Soivel HaBris. That's why he was Mekanek Kinel Hashem, like Eliyahu. And his Pasuk tells us, by Pinchas, that through him, through his ma'aseh, vayechaper al bnei Yisrael. He was mechaper on bnei Yisrael. This is a remez that Eliyahu HaNovi is mechaper on bnei Yisrael by every single Brit. And that's why we open up every single Brit by saying, Pinchas ben Eloz ben Aaron HaKoyen, that he's mechaper al bnei Yisrael. I was thinking, by the parsha of Ir HaNidachas, it says, V'nosan lecho rachamim v'richamecho. How do these words come into the mitzvah of Ir HaNidachas? The Rachaim HaKadosh tells us that the mitzvah of Ir HaNidachas, to destroy a whole town, anyone who's there, the animals, and according to some shittas, even the little children, have to be killed off because they're being over the avodah zarah. And the Torah tells us, V'nosan lecho rachamim. What does this mean, says the Ir HaChaim? Why would a person want to be mekayim such a mitzvah of Ir HaNidachas? This type of mitzvah is a mitzvah that can be moily the teva of achzorius in a person. It can create within a person a midah of rishus. It can create a person, make a person into a murderer. Why would a person want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ir HaNidachas? Says the Torah, the nosan lecharachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures us that anyone who is mekayim the mitzvah of Ir HaNidachas will not be tainted. The Nosan Achorachman, you will remain a kind, decent person. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKoyen, who was a grandson of Aaron HaKoyen, who was Oyev Shon of the Roed of Sholem. Why would Pinchas be Mekayim such a mitzvah? Kanoim Poivim Boy, a great mitzvah. He did a great act, he saved all of Klal Yisrael. But at the same time, this act is an act of murder, is it not? It is a type of mitzvah that can create within a person a nature of rishus, a nature of achzorius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him lochein, hinin inoisim lochoz brishu sholoim, he says to Pinchas. You'll remain like your zeza, oyev sholoim, roed of sholoim. You won't be tainted by this mitzvah. There are those who claim that the mitzvah of Bris Milah is a terrible mitzvah. It's mostly the middle of achzorius in a person. We are causing pain to a little baby. Yet the Rebbeinu Shlom is matiach that a mitzvah can ishatn. A mitzvah, one can't come to harm from doing the mitzvah. We open every week by saying Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKoyen to show that being mekayem the mitzvah of Bris Milah will not create within a person any bad midas. All the moyanim can rest assured that they'll remain kind a decent people. The Rachaim carries on. And he says, V'nosa lecho rachamim v'richamecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you rachamim, the mitzvah of Ir HaNidachas, v'richamecho. And he will have rachamim upon you. The Rachaim is mazbe pshat as follows. He says that we know, Chazal tell us, kol ha-merachim ala briyos, merachamim olav min ha-shamayim. The kol she'ein lo merachem al abriyos, ein merachem im olav neshamayim. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is masbir this. Not the idea that anyone who has rachmonus on his fellow man, then he gets schar, he gets the prize that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is merachem upon him. And anyone who is not merachem gets an oynish, gets a punishment that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not merachem upon him. That's not pshat. No, it's a mitzvah, it's a fact of life. The way the Rebbe Yisrael works is, if a person is a Rachmon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachem upon him. If he's not a Rachmon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be Merachem upon him. A person is Mekayim the mitzvah of Yira Nidacha. The Mesiris Nefesh. It's dangerous, he might get killed. He's doing it L'Shem Shemayim. He means no bad to anybody. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot have Rachmonus on such a person. Not because he's punishing him, he's done nothing wrong. He's only being Mekayim the mitzvah. He's doing it with all the best intentions. But the way the world works, the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo works, he's only Merachem on a person who is Merachem. It's a fact. It's not a tzchas or an oinish. The Nosan HaKorachem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that no harm will befall a person who is Mekayim the mitzvah Yira Nidacha. He will not become an achzer. He will remain kind, decent. He will remain a Rachman. Only once HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised that this person will remain a Rachman, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Merachem upon him. The Nosan HaKorachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures that you will remain a Rachman. And then, V'rich HaMecha, only then can he be Merachem on you. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, interesting. Why do you need a special posuk? Yeah, could be it's a gilui. But Pinchas ben Elazar also, hinini noitin lechaz b'ris yishonim. There's different shotim. The Rishon Salanter says, interesting, that there's a famous story in the Gemara that there was a drought, and Rabbi Eliezer davened many tefillahs, and he wasn't answered. And his Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, davened one short tefillah, straightway he was answered. So people started talking. Godel, koyach ha-talmid, mikoyach ha-rab. The Talmud obviously has more powers above than the Rebbe. So a bat koil came out and said, loy mipnei shezu godel mizu, el mipnei sheze mavir al midoysov, veze eine mavir al midoysov. Not because Rebbe Kiva is greater than Rebbe Eliezer, but because this one, he's mavir al midoysov, he's not particular with people, and Rebbe Eliezer is particular with people. If so, then one is greater than the other. What does it mean, loy mipnei shezu godel mizu? Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud Shamuti. Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Beit Shammah. Beit Shammah's way, Beit Shammah's derech, Beit Shammah's hashkofa, they were kapdonim, they were very tough, they were very insistent, all because of Kovod HaTorah. Rabbi Akiva was mitalmid of Beit Hillel. Therefore, he was humble, he was an adversan, he wasn't particular with people. That was the derech of Beit Hillel. It wasn't that one derech was better than the other. There were different ways, different drachim. Loi mipnei shezu godel mizu, but because this one is ma'avir ha-midoysov, and this one is not ma'avir ha-midoysov. And seeing as the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo works is that he's merachim on somebody who is merachim, and he's not merachim on somebody who is not merachim, so therefore he listened to Rebbe Akiva's tefillah, and he didn't listen to Rebbe Eliezer's tefillah. I'll just finish off. Yisurim de Rebbe, says the Gemara. Bo halidei meister, bo halidei meister. The Yisurim. Rebbe suffered for many, many years, terrible suffering. I think it was 13 years. Yisurim de Rebbe, bo halidei meister, the whole halidei meister. How did the Yisurim of Rebbe come about? The Gemara tells us that a calf was being taken to Shechita, and he was nervous, he was scared, and he ran and he hid himself underneath Rebbe's cloak, underneath Rebbe's frack. And Rebbe said to him, go! You've been created to be shechted. From that moment, Rebbe started suffering terrible yisurim. Because he wasn't being merachim on this little calf. Yisurim, the Rebbe, whole family day might have said the Gemara, that Rebbe's maidservant was cleaning up the house, and there was a chuldo, there was a weasel in a corner, and she wanted to throw it out. And Rebbe said, leave it. The rachamov al kol ma'asov, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's merachim on everything, we also have to be merachim. And that moment, Yisurim, the Rebbe, went away. Rebbe did not need any oynish. Rebbe, the Gemara tells us, was Migdol Olam is kimat perfect. The revolution wasn't punishing him. It's a mitzius. The fact that life is somebody who is not merachem on a bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not merachem upon him. And because Rebbe was not being merachem on his calf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't be merachem on him. But once Yisurim the Rebbe whole Chalidei Maisel, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Racham of Akol Ma'asov, Rebbe was being Merachem al-Briyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was once again being Merachem upon us. this is a sgula, to be nitzel from all the tzaras that the Rebbeinu Shalom sends us, kama rachem al abriyus, the rachem olam min ha-shemayim. May we be very kind to hear good things. Thank you.
Gadal dies gadal shamei rabo. Och ich bin der Jan von der Stelle. Ja, ich bin mit der Zeit von der Zeit. Da wurde mein Kunde, wenn ihr mein